Skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 16 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Thanksgiving feast consumed, the millions of people who traveled for the holiday will be facing a definite change in the weather as they head home.
Already, over 8 inches of snow has fallen in parts of upstate New York, and we're going to see up to 10 inches stretching from New Hampshire, Vermont, into Maine through late tonight. All of that's going to wrap up overnight, but by tomorrow, we're going to start seeing that cold blast bringing very cold air across the warm Great Lakes. That's going to bring the lake effect snow machine into effect. So from upper Michigan all the way to western New York, we have lake effect snow warnings, winter storm warnings.
ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin. President Biden and the First Lady delivered Thanksgiving meals to firefighters and police on Nantucket Island. President-elect Trump took to his social media to, in his words, wish happy Thanksgiving to all, including to the radical left lunatics who've worked so hard to destroy our country. That's a quote. This is ABC News. High crime in Southern California.
It's a case that started in August when a business got a package it didn't recognize. Inside, there were psilocybin mushrooms. The investigation led Riverside County deputies to a home where a raid this month found a massive operation with buildings for cultivating, processing, storing, and shipping psychedelic mushrooms. Detectives found $3 million worth of mushrooms, a bunch of guns, some without serial numbers, a suppressor, and two ballistic vests. The 43-year-old homeowner is now under arrest on a list of charges. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission announced the recovery of 37 stolen gold coins valued at more than $1 million. The coins were part of a trove of 101 salvaged in 2015 from Spanish treasure ships that sank during a hurricane off Florida's central coast in 1715. 51 were reported correctly, but 50 were stolen. Now 37 have been recovered. Richard Cantu,
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 23 with some breaks of sunshine, breezy and cold with some flurries yet this morning, and a northwest wind between 12 and 22. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and frigid, a low of 10. Saturday, lots of sunshine but breezy and cold, a high of 22. Sunday, 26, sunshine at times and just slightly warmer for Monday, 27 degrees. In Richland Center, it is another cool one. We have winds around 8 from the northeast. After a midnight reading of 19, it is 16 degrees. Good morning. Today is Friday, November 29th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
There ain't nothing that can't be done by me and God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together where the angels trod, me and God. Early in the morning talking it over, me and God. Late at night talking it over, me and God. You could say we're like two peas in a pod, me and God. He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning. And the rod, we're a team, me and God.
I am weak and he is strong, me and God. He forgives me when I'm wrong, me and God. He's the one I lean on when life gets hard, me and God.
He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world with the staff and the rod, we're a team.
Josh Turner, as we start the day in a positive way, and me and God. Before that, a national anthem sung by Michael Austin. And here we are together again, friends. Great to have you along, Phil Nee with you on the old Light in the Milk House show, Friday, November 29th, following a beautiful Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully you had a chance to enjoy family and friends. And if you're a Packer fan, like many out there, enjoy a win last night, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. It was a feast of football, that's for sure. A little chilly on the Bears' side of the household, but I kind of feel sorry for them. But nonetheless, the Packers with the win in the cold last night at Lambeau Field. We'll check sports in about 10 minutes. Here's T.G. Shepherd.
I seen this world from corner to corner. There ain't much ground that I haven't covered. I've drank its wine, I've tasted its pleasures. I've known some love and I've known some lovers. If there's one lesson in the living I've done, the best things only come along in numbers of one. There's only one Eiffel Tower, one finest tower. There's only one you.
time to know what is timeless, but I found you and learned what that means. I'll never leave you, girl, 'cause I know the catch. The wonders of this world don't ever come with a match. There's only one Eiffel Tower, one finest tower, one New York town, one Fifth Avenue. There's only one Mona Lisa, one Leaning Tower of Pisa, one Paris, and there's only
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Chains of love have tied my heart to you. So blue. Well, now that I'm your prisoner, tell me, what are you gonna do? Well, are you gonna leave me? Are you gonna make me cry?
Black Friday is here. Living room sets starting at $699.99. Plus, free Pillow Cube kids' pillows with any mattress purchase. Shop now at A-Plus Furniture.
5:15 the time, a reminder from WRCO's community calendar, a Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition will be held tonight at 7 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. Teams of up to four members will compete to complete a 500-piece puzzle. The cost to be a part of that is $12 per team. That is going on this evening in Blue River. We have some updates for you on sports. Also, right around the bend, the aerobic polka is percolating, and I need that after Thanksgiving feast yesterday.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss Take and Bake Pies and famous apple cider donuts, still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, don't miss our Black Friday deals. 2 days packed with incredible savings, from tools to home accessories, and we've got everything you need at unbeatable prices. Stock up for the holidays or find the perfect gift. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. Walsh's Ace, your place for savings, selection, and service. In Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At the Creative Outlet, we are keeping you creative with craft supplies that you want to use.
In sports, Jordan Love threw two touchdown passes to Jaden Reed, and the Green Bay Packers capitalized on a fast start to beat Miami 30-17 and snap the Dolphins' three-game win streak. Green Bay has won three straight in seven of its last eight games with the victory last night. Elsewhere, DeMarvian Overshawn returned an interception 23 yards for a touchdown, helping to lead the Dallas Cowboys to a 27-20 Thanksgiving Day victory over the New York Giants. Jared Goff threw two touchdown passes to Sam Laporta. Jake Bates made three field goals in the first half, and the Lions held off the Bears 23-20 to extend their win streak to 10 games. The Bucs get ready to play Washington in that action coming up Saturday this weekend. And also today, don't forget the Badger football team will be in action as they will be taking on Minnesota. That's at 11 o'clock this morning kickoff time. I talked to several people yesterday. They were like, oh, they play Friday? Okay, I thought it was Saturday. So don't miss that one today. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920.
Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
5:21 the time, it's 16 degrees as we head toward 23 later on. Maybe some breaks of sunshine in there. That'll be something to look forward to, I guess. Otherwise, no heat wave. So let's work off the turkey and dressing and stuffing and gravy and everything. Here we go.
Pacific to the broad Atlantic shore. She climbed the highest mountain over hill and by the shore. Although she's tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Just listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland over hill and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call. I'm traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
You today, the Six Fat Dutchman and the Wabash Cannonball on the Light in the Milk House Show. It is 5:23. Farm News and Markets will come up today at 5:30.
I remember one day we had nothing to do, so we went down to the city zoo. Just to kill an hour or two out in the good sunshine. But we had so much fun, we were glad that we came. We fed all the animals and gave each a name. We didn't even mind when it started to rain. We had a real good time. But now that it's over and you're far away, I miss you more with each passing day. All my friends sympathize and say, you'll forget in time. Yes, you will. Give yourself a little time. But it's already been well over a year, and just in case you're interested, you might like to hear how everybody's doing down at the city zoo. Without you, well, the monkeys forgot you, the hippo forgot you, and so did the kangaroo. But me and the elephants, we still remember you. Me and the elephants, we'll never forget you. So I wrote to Ann Landers and Dear Abby too, asked their advice as to what I should do. They said everything that reminds me of you would all have to go. So I burned all your pictures except two or three, the one by my bed and one on my TV, and the one everywhere I go. And today was so nice, and since I was in town, I thought I'd take the opportunity to go down and see how everyone is down at the city zoo. And what's new? Well, the rhino forgot you, the zebra forgot you, the polar bear and tiger too. But me and the elephants, we still remember you. Me and the elephants, we'll never forget you.
Michael Montgomery on WRCO at 16 degrees. We're headed toward 23 later. Thanks for joining us for the Light in the Milk House show.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
It's almost time for dairy farmers to vote. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Plant Pioneer brand corn for a home field advantage and yields that beat the competition. With advanced genetics and traits to combat your toughest challenges, the Pioneer lineup of corn hybrids is your secret to a winning season. Your best year starts here. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service released their final rule to update the federal milk marketing orders 2 weeks ago. But farmers and cooperatives still can't vote to accept or reject it. That's because the final rule must be published in the Federal Register before the farmer referendum can begin. A spokesperson for the USDA's Ag Marketing Service tells Brownfield the final decision is scheduled to be on public display today and published in the Federal Register Monday. That means the farmer referendum votes can begin. The mailed-in ballots must have a December 31st or earlier postmark and be received by January 15th to count. AMS also says ballots must be signed. The down farm economy is taking a toll on employment in at least one Midwestern state. Iowa Farm Bureau Economics and Research Manager Christopher Pudin says recent analysis shows the downturn could claim more than 11,000 jobs in that state.
With a $1.5 billion loss to GDP in the state of Iowa.
He tells Brownfield that's based on the ripple effects of 23 ag business and manufacturing layoffs in 2024, including John Deere and Kinsey Manufacturing.
But this study also accounts for the component suppliers for those folks. So, you know, there's Bridgestone, Firestone that makes farm tires, so they laid some folks off this year.
Pudin says another large source of layoffs was in food processing, with losses at the Tyson plant in Perry and Smithfield Foods in Altoona, Iowa. Wisconsin leaders are working to increase trade opportunities around the world. Ag Secretary Randy Romanski tells Brownfield he took part in a trade mission to Kenya last year, and another Wisconsin delegation just returned from Kenya and Tanzania.
Like many countries in Africa and Southeast Asia, they are really focused on trying to increase the amount and the quality of some of their food. And some of the most important things that they're looking at are dairy products.
Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory was part of the recent trade mission.
Our goal there was to meet with different stakeholders, with USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service, to support and further develop and increase those African markets for Wisconsin genetics and dairy products.
Another trade mission leaves next week for Morocco, and Romanski says Morocco gives Wisconsin tremendous opportunities for trade since they have major shipping ports along Africa's coast. Agriculture creates $116.3 billion annual economic impact in Wisconsin. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, don't miss our Black Friday deals. 2 days packed with incredible savings, from tools to home accessories, and we've got everything you need at unbeatable prices. Stock up for the holidays or find the perfect gift. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. Walsh's Ace, your place for savings, selection, and service. In Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A big day of business for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Markets were closed on Thursday. So recapping what happened on Wednesday, direct cash cattle trade got underway at much higher prices. Live deals in the South were marked at $190. That was $3 to $4 higher than the previous week's business. Dress deals in the North were marked at $295, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Those are marked for delayed delivery. Some cleanup business could take place later today. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer calves under 700 pounds were uneven, from $4 lower to $4 higher, except for three weights, which were $20 higher. Heifer calves under 700 pounds were $4 to $8 higher, with spots of $12 higher. Yearling steers were $4 to $8 higher, with yearling heifers not well tested. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. Feeder supply included 55% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 631 pounds, brought $270 to $298. Feeder steers, 766 pounds, brought $267.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 609 to 629 pounds, brought $252.50. to $262.50. Box beef closed lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 31 cents at $311.26. Select closed $1.19 lower at $274.30. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors moved decent numbers without having to get aggressive in the procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. That's helping provide some price support. However, the industry continues to monitor what's happening on the domestic demand market. Hog weights were up more than a pound on the week, but are still down a pound on the year. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 40 cents with a weighted average of 87.46. The Iowa Minnesota was 27 cents lower with a weighted average of 87.53. And the Western Corn Belt down 11 cents with a weighted average of 87.11. Pork values closed lower, down 221 at 88.94. And estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, even on the week, and up about 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, supported by stronger cash business during the session, and lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Check-Off Check-In.
Farmer and Corn Promotion Board member Shane Goplin joins us. When you mention corn in all forms, it's not just the grain. Sometimes you're dealing with pork and poultry and beef.
Well, and that's exactly right. You say corn exports. Well, you get raw corn. Yes, we export that to China as a country, no doubt about it. And Colombia is a number four export market for us. And Mexico has always been number one, and Canada as well. We look at the products that are from corn, whether it's ethanol, poultry, cooking ethanol to Africa. There's very diverse markets, and that's where we're fortunate to have organizations like the United States Grains Council that have boots on the ground all over the world. Are the profit levels as much as we would like to see this year? No, absolutely not. But if you could imagine where they would be if we didn't have somebody fighting on our behalf to find new emerging markets.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
That July cattle inventory report may not come back in 2025. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with this closing farm break on Brownfield. The chair of the Agricultural Statistics Board says he's uncertain if the USDA's July cattle inventory report will return in 2025. Lance Honig says the USDA is currently operating under a continuing resolution.
There's also some provisions in there that say you have to do the same things you did last year. And so you can't, you know, do things you didn't do. You can't stop doing things that you did last year, and so we're in kind of an awkward position right now.
He tells Brownfield it will ultimately depend on what's appropriated by Congress.
Our desire would be to do all the things that we do, right? Things like July cattle, some of the other, you know, county level estimates. You know, we're in the business of producing ag statistics, and so the more data we can provide, the better.
As for the loss of the 2024 cattle inventory report, Honig says it all came down to timing. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The goal of creating net zero emissions on U.S. dairy farms, next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Benjamin Holton, a dean at Cornell University's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences in Ithaca, New York, thinks dairy farms will solve their emissions problem in time.
Can we have cows that are bred to be zero emitting? I think that is the future. That's going to involve synthetic biology and genetics and breeding. And I don't think we're going to see that breakthrough next year or the year after, but I think within the next 10 years, we're going to see such radical progress in what the microbiome of the rumen is all about. And can you start finding low-emitting, high-producing cows when you start doing these assessments and tests.
If, says Holton, the ag research situation gets fixed.
We're losing in R&D funding in the United States right now when it comes to agriculture because we are behind China, we're behind Brazil, and we're behind the EU in the total spend of R&D investment from the federal government into agriculture. Now is not the time to be stopping the investments. Now is the time to triple the investments, in my opinion, for where R&D funding needs to go for agriculture if we want to have a safe, healthy, and resilient food system.
Holton was part of a panel discussion at the recent Grow New York competition. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
Dairy farmers did not get their biggest request in the new federal milk marketing order final rule. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A USDA official says the final rule for the federal milk marketing orders includes a few changes, but not the one most farmers asked for. Deputy Administrator Dana Cole with the Ag Marketing Service tells Brownfield the agency did make changes between the proposed rule and the final rule.
We made the adjustment in the reducing the lag time on the skim milk composition factors. We made an adjustment on the non-fat dry milk methodology for make allowance. We also incorporated a marketing cost factor in the make allowance. This factor has been included currently, and it is continuing inclusion in the final decision.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, the American Dairy Coalition, and others wanted USDA to require mandatory cost of production surveys to justify increased make allowances that would be deducted from milk checks. Cole tells Brownfield they can't do that now.
USDA at this point in time does not have the ability to mandatorily collect cost survey information. That is something that is for consideration in the Farm Bill.
Cole says USDA received 128 comments on the final rule, with many on the make allowances and on the proposed implementation timeline for changes to milk composition guidelines.
Initially, we had a 12-month lag that we were proposing, and the comments really encouraged us to reexamine that.
Cole says there was also some consideration for extended shelf life milk and its influence on the Class 1 mover. Farmer and cooperative voting will begin once the rule is published in the Federal Register. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Cash dairy prices were higher except for cheese Wednesday at the close of trade. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
This is this week's Player with Heart, Eden Finucane from Mauston High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Eden is a three-sport athlete and takes part in band and flag squad. She's active in 4-H and FFA and enjoys growing her skills in public speaking. She's part of a family farming operation and talked about what agriculture means to her.
It's a
family tradition. My family's been farming since the 1950s, and I've sort of grown up learning how to show and care for my dairy animals.
Eden would like to go into nursing after high school, but she said it's also important to her to be a part of that family farming tradition.
Grandma owns the farm right now, and it's probably going to be passed on to my mom and my aunts, and from there, I'd like to have some part in ownership in the farm, maybe. I want to stay connected with the farm and help out on it when I get older.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 23 degrees. Looks like maybe some breaks of sunshine. Northwest winds at 12 to 22. Partly cloudy to clear and frigid tonight. A low of 10. Saturday, lots of sunshine, but breezy and cold. A high of 22. Sunday, 26 with sunshine to partly cloudy and just a slightly warmer day on Sunday. We have a northeast wind at 10 right now in Richland Center. It is 16 degrees. That is the frosty overnight low. Time to catch a train on the Mel Cal Show.
Got a letter from a baby. She is all alone. She says that she loves me, Daddy. Won't you hurry home? Moving fast, moving night train. Fast, moving night train. Oh, that fast, moving night train. Rolling home. That's why I'm riding, reeling, rocking.
Small Saturday at A-Plus Furniture. Two recliners for just $750 and a California King adjustable basis starting at $150 with purchase. Don't miss out.
I still remember how it was. Lost and lonely without a cause. Shades of gray on empty blue. Hopeless changes I was going through. But then you came and you brought me home. Rescued me from all alone. Lifted me right out of time. Soothed my spirit and you changed my mind. Let your sunshine shine my way. Let your rainbows fill my sky.
Take my hand and watch me fly.
That's Gene Cotton with a memory on the old Light in the Milk House show. The Packers, with a 30-17 win last night, got the victory against Miami in the cold. It looked cold. Miami looked cold last night, that's for sure. And the Packers now a little time off, but really a tough schedule coming up with the Lions right around the bend and another Thursday night game, in fact, next week.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroque's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Home ownership is the American dream, and USA Mortgage is there to help you with that dream. They offer zero down loans with USDA, WIDA, and VA. They offer low money down loans with a conventional loan for first-time homebuyers, starting at 3% down. FHA is the most lenient loan, allowing them to possibly approve you with a credit score as low as 580 and 3.5% down payment. Quit worrying, quit renting, and start the home ownership journey with Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. 608-604-5068.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
This month at Quail Run, they're serving up something for every craving. Their cranberry cheesecake is the perfect balance of tart and sweet. Burger lovers will love the bacon jam burger, topped with pepper jack cheese and packed with flavor. And this week's special is a chicken tender bowl. Creamy mashed potatoes, sweet corn, crispy chicken tenders, all covered with a homemade gravy. It's comfort food at its best. Quail Run wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Deliciously local every day.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. This Small Business Saturday weekend, we will be having an inventory reduction sale. Today and tomorrow, you can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers in stock. This sale is for 2 days only, and it's a perfect time to stock up so that you can stay creative. The Creative Outlet store hours are 9 to 5 on both days. We can't wait to help you find the products that you need to help you outlet your creativity.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are locked in a cool and blustery pattern for a couple more days across the Midwest with air swirling in from central Canada. It will be a good 5 to 10 degrees below normal, so be sure to bundle up as wind chills frequently get down into the single digits, even slightly below zero at times, especially at night. Now, as far as the flurries go, still a couple out there today, but they should be drying up and generally dry weather from tomorrow through Tuesday. Tuesday night into Wednesday morning could bring us a few more flurries as a weather system skirts by across southern Canada to the eastern Great Lakes. The best chance of picking up an inch of snow with that would be in north and east Wisconsin. Otherwise, temperatures will be just slightly warmer there into the mid part of next week. Your forecast for today, cloud cover giving way to breaks of sunshine. Breezy and cold with some flurries yet in the morning. High near 23. Northwest wind 12 to 22 miles an hour. Partly cloudy to clear tonight. On the cold side, low 10 degrees. Wind chills again getting down around zero. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, but breezy and cold. High of 22. Wind from the west-northwest at 8 to 16. Saturday night, a few clouds. Low 11. On Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy. Just slightly warmer with a high of 26. Heading into Monday, partly cloudy and quiet. Low 14. High 27. Tuesday, partly sunny and turning breezy, low 13, high up to 29. There is a chance of some snow flurries Tuesday night. Wednesday, variably cloudy, breezy, and warmer. Small chance of flurries early in the morning, low 19 with a high of 36. And by Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly, low 16 with highs in the mid-20s. You travel carefully and have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Right now, 16 degrees with cloudy conditions. 24 was yesterday's high. We received a trace of precip with some flurries. The record high for November 29th, 66 in 1998. Record low, 14 degrees below zero in 1887. Last year's high was 47 and the low, 15. Sunset will occur this afternoon at 4:28. This morning, sunrise time will be at 7:12. East winds are at 8 miles per hour. Barometric pressure at 3018. Again, a few flurries this morning blowing around, and it is 16 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where ABC News at 6.